second parak of Maisis Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing halachas of the concept that Mekach is Koveya. This Mishnah is discussing the halachas of a poil. The halacha is that a poil who works for you and he's picking fruit, he's allowed to eat from the fruit as he's picking. That's the Torah gives him the right to eat that fruit. The fruit that he's eating, based on the right that the Torah gives him, is not considered a sale. It wasn't sold to him. It's a gift given to him through the halachas of the Torah. If he makes a deal and he says, I want my family also to pick and eat the fruit, or to eat the fruit that I'm picking, so since the family was not hired, this is a separate deal that he made between himself and the Baal Bayis, that's considered a sale, that the Baal Bayis made a deal that aside from the halachic rights that you have to eat the fruit you're being picked, we're making a deal that I'm selling to your family a certain amount of food for them to eat. Based on this, there's going to be a different status between the food that the worker is eating and the food that the family is eating. At this point, looks like he made a payment. He hired a worker to cut or dry the figs. Amaloi almanat sha'ichel teinim oichel apotah. If he says that in the condition that I can eat the teinim, then he can eat from them, and he's potter from taking up shumas and maitres, like we said before, because since he's picking the teinim, he has the right to eat the teinim minatayra. It's not a sale. I'm not sure if I need nevei. See, but if he made an extra deal, then not only will I eat, but my family will also eat. Or shechel benibis chari, or my son shall eat as part of my wages. Who are the potter? The one who's picking, he has the right minatayra to eat it. So what he's eating, the food he's eating is not considered a sale, and therefore he's allowed to eat that right. But not yosel b'chayev, but the son has to take up shumas maitzes, because the son got was based on this transaction made between the worker and the baal bayis. It's considered that the son got it through a sale. Since he got it through a sale, he has to take up shumas maitzes than what he eats. I'm not sure if b'shavs k'tzia ulach k'tzia. He says that which I'm going to eat the time of the working on these figs. So the shatik see is a potter. That's which he eats at the time of the working is potter, because the Torah gives him the right to eat from the food which he's working it. Of alachik see, if he wants to eat for figs after he finished working on them, that he doesn't have any rights from the Torah. If he made a special condition that he has rights to eat more than the Torah gives him, that's a sale. The meila, he has to take off maizes mitzrayim to take off shumas and maizes before he eats it. Shein oichel minatayra. This is a general rule. Oichel minatayra. The reason why he's eating the rice that he has to eat is the rice that the Torah gave him potter, because that's not considered a sale. Shein oichel minatayra. If he's eating not because the Torah gave him the rice, because he made a deal, that's considered a sale, and therefore he's chayav to take off shumas and maizes before he eats it.